How long ago did you get married? This is an easy question.
I'm choking. 10 years ago.
Okay. Wait, you know, let's actually... Your wife doesn't listen to the show, does she?
She rarely listens.
Rarely. I think rarely means she doesn't listen, right?
Yes. Thank goodness.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio.
Obviously, let's start with the Monday Night Football recap. I mean, maybe the Carolina side's easier. Here's a team that is out. It's a dream crusher. And whatever the stats say, whatever they say at the podium, this is a team at least next week, at least, and I think probably for the final two, I wouldn't even consider betting. I get the whole idea that, oh, it's all about the numbers, RJ. You always say winners bet numbers, losers bet teams. There's occasionally factors so big that no number is reasonably going to account for. Me, yeah, give me 30, I'll take them. But any reasonable number, at least based on the records, based on the stats, I'm not looking at Carolina. Why? Because of the dream crusher. Whatever their dream, a team's dream is entering the season, once the loss happens, once the event happens that precludes that, that makes that impossible, the next game is tough. And we've all had it in life when you have something you work towards. And think about it, guys. These NFL players are working towards this for a year, right? They have one shot a year to make the playoffs. And when Carolina is not going to, it is a year's worth of work. And now all of a sudden, in this case, 5 days of rest, play the next game and be 100%? I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree with you. Big downgrade for Carolina. 2.5-point downgrade in my numbers, RJ. And think about this. Carolina actually covered this game, but yet they get a huge downgrade in my numbers.
And it's not so much you're reevaluating the quality of the team, but rather you're reevaluating the motivation.
Yes. 0.5% chance now for Carolina to make the playoffs. Let's face it. As you said, they're basically out of it.
Yeah. And I think, so. Again, we can debate where that line is. Like, I hear people talk about, oh, 5% chance they're out. I think at 10%, teams, kind of that 1 out of 10, teams probably are still going to try pretty hard. Obviously, you got exceptions like the Browns and the idea that they're playing for more than just that small chance of the playoffs. They're playing for next season, momentum, Baker Mayfield being the right draft choice, all kind of things. The post Hugh Jackson, we're going to show him and the world that it was Hugh Jackson's fault. All of that, I think. And sometimes a team can have a real chance. Like, if you think about it, if a team had an 80% chance if they win the game and a 15% chance if they don't, you might say, well, 15's still big. Yeah, but maybe that next week, maybe just the first half, there's going to be a hangover. But specifically with Carolina, I think it's massive. So you're saying you're trying to quantify it, and the net downgrade's 2.5 points. Boy, that, how much of that is Cam Newton looking physically worse than we thought he was, being more injured, his shoulder, than we thought? And how much of it is the give up after the dream crusher?
Yeah, it's about half and half here, so a little more for a point from Cam's shoulder being more injured than we thought. Let's face it, last night you watched the game. He really could not throw the ball more than 10 yards down the field and threw a whole bunch of wobblers.
So more than 10 yards down the field, and the adjustment for that is like a point and a quarter?
Probably is inadequate.
So why did you do it that way?
Well, I'd already downgrade him for being banged up a little bit, you know? So I think that maybe we need to even rethink whether Carolina requires a massive, massive downgrade. I got to tell you, RJ, it's very rare for me to downgrade a team 2.5 points this late in the year. That is a huge adjustment.
Well, I think this goes, though, to what power ratings really are, though. To me, I like power ratings to be just how good the team is talent-wise, how what you would expect, all things equal. We're playing for planet Earth, and this is our team. How well are they going to play? And then And that should account for injuries, as in, oh, look, the quarterback's healthy, great. The quarterback's out, uh-oh, not as good. And then the other factors, like situational, oh, this is a third straight road game. Or sandwich spot, right? They're lane 14, and they've got so that they can win at will pretty much, right? At least that's what they feel, potentially. But they got a big game next Thursday. Like, we had the Chargers in that spot a while back. They're laying, what was it, like 16, and then they were playing Kansas City the next Thursday.
Barely beat the Bengals.
But to me, that kind of factor shouldn't be in the power ratings.
Agreed.
Right? So it sounds like you're blending it in here, though, that somehow your perceived decrease in Carolina motivation, you've got blended into the power rankings.
Yeah, I do. And because there's only 2 weeks left, I think I can put that the dream is crushed into their last two games.
Yeah. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. What did the market say? So Carolina was what yesterday on next week's game? And what are they right now? You got it, Brad?
Yeah, Carolina was a 4-point favorite over Atlanta last night. Now Carolina a 2.5-point favorite, coming off a game where they covered the spread.
Yeah. Boy, that doesn't seem like enough to me.
And the look ahead was...
Well, but remember, going through three is big.
Yep. And the look ahead was actually Carolina was a 6-point favorite. So there was already adjustment on Monday night and then a further adjustment that occurred this morning.
So along the lines of us trying to communicate, because as our research shows, more than half or about half our listeners don't bet on sports. So when you say quickly the look ahead, what actually are you trying to say to the 80% of people who don't know what you're talking about?
If you had bet this game 1 week ago, Carolina was -6 hosting Atlanta.
Okay, so you're saying before this Monday night game effectively was the key.
Yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've got Green Bay where?
Right in the middle, number 16, dead average team in the NFL.
Okay, now we talked already about Carolina, where you tend to, in your power ratings late in the year, you account for a team's motivation. So if a team is unmotivated, you're going to downgrade them. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you just look at Green Bay's win-loss record and stack rank, they have the 23rd best, and they have a tie, so it's kind of easy to be by themselves. They're all by themselves with the 23rd best record. So if all I did, Freddie Fanny Pack style, the kind of guy that goes down to Fremont Street here in Vegas, he gets a deep fried Twinkie, puts it on a stick, walks down Fremont eating it. It's an amazing sight, like to see him just moving his hands in the and he's got the fanny pack. He's going to say Green Bay is the 23rd best because look at their record. Now, considering the questionable motivation of Green Bay right now, how are they clearly better than their record?
I don't know if their motivation's questionable. It's all based upon the McCarthy exiting, and does Aaron Rodgers really want to show Green Bay that it was more McCarthy than it was him and the struggles he had this year? It's the big question, how motivated really is Green Bay?
Wow, boy. So your assumption and your number, and I think that's a super important point, you've got to assume or understand what the assumptions are of a handicap, of a game view. You're looking at the game. I think Tom Brady's as good as ever. Okay, that's one assumption. The other is, boy, the tape guys tell me Tom Brady's showing his age, especially when the pressure's on. That's another assumption. Your assumption is, Steve Fezzik, that Green Bay, this lingering idea of let's show everyone McCarthy was the problem, you think that lasts beyond the Atlanta win, who, quite frankly, Atlanta outgained Green Bay in the game. And then they went into Chicago where, hey, defending their division and not letting the new kid on the block run roughshod failed, and they lost. And you think now in an out-of-conference game on the road against the Jets that Aaron Rodgers is more than average motivated? That's your assumption.
I assume he's average motivated.
What do you think, Brad?
Below average. In fact, I mean, the line says completely opposite. Right now, it's pick 'em between the Packers and the Jets.
Well, I feel the line is pick 'em because there's uncertainty, even though Rodgers has said he wants to play, whether he's going to play.
Well,
the
hold
line,
on a second. Why wouldn't he play?
There's talk about sitting Rodgers down.
What? Geez, doesn't the talk of sitting Rodgers down tell you that the motivation's a question mark?
Well, if Rodgers plays, that motivation then becomes a positive, that he's chosen to play despite being banged up.
But the very fact he's that's like saying, how long ago did you get married? This is an easy question.
I'm choking. 10 years ago.
Okay. Wait, you know, let's actually... Your wife doesn't listen to the show, does she?
She rarely listens.
Rarely. I think rarely means she doesn't listen, right?
Yes. thank goodness.
I mean, can you imagine the idea that you ask him that question and we could have played this music? So, Fez, how long ago were you married? I mean, that's hilarious. Final Jeopardy. All right, so let me ask you a question. If the night before she would have texted you or whatever there was 10 years ago and she said, honey, I got to tell you, honestly, I'm 50-50. If I'm going to go through with this tomorrow, sweet dreams, I'll tell you in the morning. So you're like tossing, you're turning, you're wondering. You're looking on Facebook for your exes, wondering what your options are. And then lo and behold, the next morning she says, okay, something else fell through, I'm in. Now, do you say, woo, now I know for sure she's into it?
No.
Okay, isn't that exactly what we just said? Is that somehow the fact he's questioning playing or not, Aaron Rodgers, if he decides to play, it's a sign he's extra motivated. Wouldn't you say that about the wife in that scenario?
I would say that, no, I can't compare the two, but I think that the team would respond to the fact that Rodgers is going to put it on the line.
Aren't they going to be responding?
Less than 100%.
Aren't they going to be? Oh, so now he's suddenly less than 100%? When did he get injured?
He's not been right, I don't think, all year long.
Oh, so he's just been injured the whole year. Okay. But now he's not going to play. The very fact he's considering not playing is the deflation. That's where the deflation is.
And we are seeing it in the line with it being Pick'em at the Jets.
You know, Brett, how much do you think Fez should pay me for this?
Oh, pay you? I think he is. Have you seen how the bets have gone?
That's a low blow.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
College football bowl game. Probably a biggie, I figure. What's the name of it?
Boca Raton Bowl.
Oh, of course. Of course. Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode in Boca Raton?
You got me on that.
Oh, I remember what Costanza's dad said. They didn't want him moving into Jerry's parents where they were living. He goes, I'll be in the beach house. I'll be at the pool. Gotta love Seinfeld. This game, though, is very interesting. UAB favored by 1.5 against Northern Illinois because it plays into one of our big picture bowl prediction concepts, which is these teams, all of them, play a majority of their key games. College football teams play a majority of their key games in conference. So if the conference is not as good as we think, or if the conference is better than we think, the record gets reevaluated. And, oh, wait, this team was 500 in conference. They must be horrible. Wait a minute. Now with further information, the conference is much better than we thought. This team is better than we thought. Now, how do we determine? As the bowl season progresses, how do these conferences do? Conference USA.
Yeah, UAB, the champion of Conference USA. But the problem, if you want to back UAB like I do tonight, is what happened with those two Conference USA teams that have already played bowl games, two blowout losses, failed to meet expectations being the Vegas line, by a combined 58 points. And even more important to me was those two Conference USA teams, at least coming into the game, were bet on and perceived to be in a great spot because both
teams... So there's external factor that would have led to getting blown out.
No, and these two teams were playing... And a pair of interim coaches. So the market said, hey, play on these Conference USA teams. That's not happening in the market with this game tonight.
All right, so the market said play on, And the Conference USA teams got blown out both games.
Yep.
You got anything, Fez?
Just the if UAB fails tonight, I think it's a power fade to go against the next three conference
USA but
teams.
Brad, you're still believing in Conference USA. You've got a pick on the game.
Yeah, I still believe in UAB here. I like UAB, have bet UAB minus the 1.5. And to me, it's more of a play against their opponent. UAB's opponent is Northern Illinois. The worst bowl coach in the country is at Northern Illinois. Rod Carey in bowl games, 0-5 straight up. 0-5 against the spread, has not covered any of those games by an average of 18 points per game. And the MAC, the MAC since Christmas Day 2015, 1-11 in bowl games. I can't be on the MAC here.
That's interesting because if you're just 0-5, it's one thing. But if you're losing by a big margin, it's another. Brad likes UAB tonight. If they lose, Conference USA, problem. When it comes to this Tuesday bet, every Tuesday in front of the world this year, 9 winners, 2 losers, 1 push, and you predict the line move, that's even better. 8-1-3, 8-1 when the line moves. Go.
Minnesota, Detroit, we're playing the total here, RJ. We are going under the 43.5.
Under 43.5, Minnesota, Detroit.
When you play a total, what do you want to see? You want to see running plays or passing plays? You want to see running plays because they're less dynamic. The clock continues to tick. The Minnesota Vikings threw the ball 2/3 of the time for most of the year. Boom, they just fired their OC. Their new OC comes in, and he is absolutely going to have a commitment to the run. Last week, Minnesota ran the ball 2/3 of the time against Miami with great success. I expect they'll continue to run. In this game, we're going under the 43.5.
And the theory is even if you're effective running the ball, the pace of the game slows down so much that running the ball leads to lower scoring.
Correct.
Okay, so let's look quickly at Minnesota's or Detroit's defense. So against the run, Minnesota DVOA is 17. Against the pass, they're 32. That concerns me a little bit. You got 10 seconds. The fact Detroit's worse against the pass in the NFL, doesn't that mean Minnesota might throw more?
I don't think so because they were so successful last week running against Miami, and Zimmer has said we need a commitment to the run.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.